Oh yes, You know, we used to pull the wishbone, and the one that got the shortest bone is the one that's going to get married first. And then you put it up over the doorway, and the first eligible guy that comes in the door, that's the one you're going to marry, and all that kind of stuff.
Put the whole thing up over the door.
Yeah, just that little piece of bone. And I never will forget one time I saw a guy coming, and I run and got my bone down because I didn't want him to come in the door under my bone.
Did you ever hear a name for that small piece of bone or for the long piece?
No.
And the animals that you get pork from would be?
Hogs.
Where were they kept?
They were kept in the hog pen. We had a hog pen. Of course, they were in the pasture with cows and mules and things like that. And when you fattened them, you brought them in, you know, and put them in a pen called a hog pen. They had troughs and things in there, and you just fed them real good until you got them fat enough and everything to kill. And we called, the grown pigs were called hogs, you know. And then the little pig, when we said pig, we meant, you know, babies, and and shote was between the baby and the hog, the grown up, you know.
What size was a shote? I mean, any particular weight?
It was just about a medium size, you know, half grown, something like that. And of course, we call the mother pig was the sow, and the father pig was the boar.
Did the word boar sound all right to you?
When I was a child, you mean? We thought it was kind of bugger. We didn't say that. We said the daddy pig. That's what we said. I don't know what daddy called it.
If the females never had pigs, she's called a...
I don't know.
Did you ever hear guilt?
No, we didn't call it that when I was a kid. Well, somebody may have called it guilt, but I didn't. I didn't know that much. I didn't have very much to do with the pigs, you know, on the farm, so I really didn't know.
If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Well, you know, my daddy was a deacon, and we used he said, you know, he's going to operate on pigs today. We've got to operate on pigs today. Of course, now we know, you know, what it's called now. It's castrate.
Uh-huh.
But then it was, you know, we're going to work on the pigs today. We're going to operate on pigs today.
What would the pig be called in after he's been castrated?
Just a pig's all I know. A hog's all I know.
Did you ever hear bear or bar?
Not when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, now, the boys probably did, but the girls, I mean, you know, we were kind of sheltered from all these things. So we were never allowed to see any of the animals mate or anything.
Uh-huh.
The girls weren't. I was never allowed. I knew that something was going on, but I never did really know, you know, what it was.
Can you keep from seeing that?
Well, they just kept, had this all going along far enough away from the house that, you know, the girls were at the house, and
uh-huh.
they didn't see it. I knew sometimes you know, they would bring a... I can remember when I was a little kid, I could not understand why Daddy took my pet cow over and left it at the neighbor's house. They could not explain that to me, because that was my pet, and I fed her every afternoon, and I petted her from the time she was a little baby calf, and then when she got, you know, up to be what they call a heifer,
uh-huh.
and she, you know, well, they got in heat or whatever cows do, I don't know. Well, anyway, they took her over a long ways away to the neighbors, you know, and left her, and I couldn't get anybody to tell me why. They said they just took her visiting.
I bet you were mad.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I could not understand why they took her away, you know.
Where would you store corn?
In the barn.
Any name for the part of the barn?